You're listening to Quoted, the Question of the Day podcast. I am Rebecca Smith. For this month, I want to break from my regular format and instead post short daily episodes. Thanks for listening. So when the four of us were mooing and clucking into the microphone, I'd put us in Tehran, right before the Iranian Revolution.
We were in Iran, and somehow you and I figured out that Dad was going on an errand, or going somewhere in the Jeep, and we hid in the car. Do you remember that?
Yes. I don't remember hatching the idea, but I remember hiding in the back and driving, and then he started driving. It's a sketchy memory. And he started driving. And then I think he went out in the middle of nowhere because he knew we were in there. So he took us out in the middle of nowhere. Didn't he get out or something? And then we were scared because we didn't, I don't know. Did he get out and we were stuck in the middle of nowhere? There was something like, he knew that we were there. And so he played a joke back on us and took us out in the middle of nowhere, didn't he?
Yeah.
And then he got out, didn't he get out of the car? And then we were sitting there and then we were like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? That thing? Isn't that what happened?
I imagine we were pretty obvious, you know, as a kid, like little kids, we were probably obvious. And I think, I'm not sure, but I think we hid in the very, very back.
Yes.
Not in the back seat, but in the cargo area of the Jeep. And so we're curled up in the back. And as you say, Dad gets in, we leave. You have the sensation of driving. And then the Jeep stops. You hear the door open and shut. Mm-hmm. And we sat there and waited. I remember kind of laying in the back and looking at you and waiting and listening until we both peeked our heads up to see where we were. And I expected to be like parked in front of a store. Mm-hmm. You know, I expected to be like in a parking lot or something. But instead, we peek out and we're in the middle of nowhere, just like you said.
Like in a field, weren't we?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We were like in a desert. We were in Tehran in a desert. Yes. We were in the middle of a field. I don't even know, like, for all I know, it might have been the field right next to our house, but what I remember is not being able to see anything for miles. Like, you couldn't, there was no house, there was nothing. I don't even think there was a road.
Right. That's how I remember it.
We hear the door open and shut. We peek up, and we see we're in the middle of nowhere, and we're thinking, what is our dad up to? Like, what? What is going on? So if we were in the back, like all the way in the back, we must have crawled over to the back seat. Because the next thing I remember is we're looking, like, confused, of course, trying to figure things out. And then we look over into the front seat, and Dad is laying on the front seat. He's laying on the front seat. He's got his legs kind of pulled up onto the seat. You know, he's like laying down kind of in a ball, and he's laughing.
I don't remember that part. I knew the door. I remember the door opening and shutting, but I didn't remember if he had got out or if he was in the car. I don't remember. I don't remember that at all. But I remember, like you said, you just looked out and saw this field, like, oh my gosh, you know, what's going on?
Were you scared or just confused? Or
I don't remember how I felt. Probably both.
Well, I haven't talked to Dad yet, but I'm going to ask him about this. And I'll make a wager. He will say, we looked over the seat, and our eyes were as big as plates.
Oh.
Because that, I've heard him tell that story, so I'll be surprised if he doesn't remember it, but I bet you anything, he said something about the look on our faces.
I don't remember writing back. I don't remember where I sat when I rode back. I just remember riding around, like being in the back, riding around, and then it was turn, you know, turn here, turn there, and then all of a sudden it stopped. And then the door was open and shut, and we waited. I remember waiting a while. I was like, okay. Oh, gosh. They look up and go, oh, my gosh. I don't even know what a kid thinks, you know. What does a kid think in their head at that point? You know, what they probably don't have the vocabulary to remember. The words that they used to at the time are probably not the words that we're using now to describe it. That makes sense. I don't remember crying.
No, I don't either.
Maybe panic?
Yeah, I remember seeing your face. I almost feel like it was out of body because I can almost see my face too. I can just kind of see the whole thing. But yeah, that look, that like, what the what?
Yeah,
like you said, you know, the words you'd use would be different.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a really good observation.
Although, it's possible we were still at Wurtsmith Air Force Base, or we could have been between Wurtsmith and Iran that time that we stayed at my grandmother's house in Harrisville, Michigan. I think we were there for 2 months before we were shipped overseas. In the second grade that year, I attended three different schools. The one at Wurtsmith, maybe technically Oscoda, then there was Harrisville and Tehran. That year, Mrs. Carter was shocked to find out that at the age of 7, I could not tell time. That year, there was no recess until I could recognize and say 2:15. Ever since, I've had this nagging feeling of lagging behind, and it's hard to shake. And yet, here I am reassuring my niece that all is well.
Well, Sarah, I think it's so wonderful.
I think it's wonderful you got through nursing school.
I finished something finally.
Congratulations. Oh, no, not finally. I mean, my goodness, you're, what, 22?
Yeah, but
and you're a nurse? You didn't waste any time.
I like what
Nothing's
I do.
Wasted.
It's not too late for me to figure out how to make a decent podcast. And it's not too late to learn how to grow a better tomato or to get to the beans before they are overgrown and tough. It is not too late for you to pursue whatever calls you. It's not too late to make something good. Be curious. Follow the thread. So I'm curious to know, what thread do you plan to follow next? What is grabbing your attention, demanding your time? Where are you going to put your energy? If you want to share that with me, I would love to hear about it. You can reach me at 612-440-1264. Or you can go to the website, which is at questionpodcast.com. And there's all the usual ways that you can get in touch with me listed on the website. So until next time, on Christmas Day, take care of yourself.
You know, I hate to tell you this. I do remember that, but I can't remember the circumstances. Something in my mind, I remember it happened, but the rest of it's like a blank. I don't think it was in Tehran. I think it was here.
No, it was in Tehran.
Well, it was in Tehran. It had to be in a Jeep. That's the only car way, but I can't. I can't put my finger on it. I'm not much help.